This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, April 24th. God's word for you today is unstoppable. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts chapter 1, verse 3, and it says, "During the 40 days after he suffered and died, he appeared to the apostles from time to time, and he proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive, and he talked to them about the kingdom of God." The story continues. Jesus got to the gate, and an angel let out a cry, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." They are scampering behind the gates. Who is this King of glory? Because they thought they had Jesus finished off. The response came, "The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." By now, they were sweating and peeing in their pants. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Psalm chapter 24, verse 7 to 10, dramatized. Boom! The gates blasted open, and Jesus walked in, took the keys of death and hell, and bruised the head of Satan. And the Bible said, he led captivity captive. Jesus set free the righteous saints that were in paradise. Abraham, Isaac, David, and many more. He led the procession to heaven. It is there in the scripture. Please read Psalm chapter 68, verse 18, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8. He led the procession of saints. When you resurrect, the gates of hell cannot prevail against you. The church of God is a resurrected body, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Why? It is because every single time the instruction is, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and the King of glory shall come in." We are going to South Africa, Costa Rica, Canada, the United States of America, Cuba, Colombia, Japan, and every nation. "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Hallelujah! David is amazing. David was an Old Testament believer who was living in the New Covenant. David was in the New Covenant literally. See what he said concerning Christ. "This is David who lived before Christ on earth. He immersed himself in the New Covenant and said concerning Christ." Acts chapter 2, verse 25, and it says, "I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken." In other words, David was saying, "I keep Christ before my face, and because he is on my right hand, I will not be shaken." I want you to understand that you are in the New Covenant, and you are a partaker of this positioning. Therefore, every single day and every single time, keep the Lord before you. That is the secret to surviving storms. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, oh, He holds the future. And life is worth the living just because He lives. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.